Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. I really appreciate you tuning in on this wonderful Sunday morning. It's going to be a great day because that's a state of mind, isn't it? It's just if we go out with the idea it's going to be great, then it will. And you know what? That's a lot of the way I live my life and the way I think everybody should, because you can't change certain things. Can't change the weather, right? Can't change whether it's light or dark. You can't change a lot of things, so actually complaining about them doesn't do any good. In fact, the other day, let's see, I was talking to somebody, I know what it was, it's a temporary dental assistant, and he came at the end of the day. I said, well, how did it go? And it happened to be a day when I was doing multiple surgeries on different patients, and one was impacted wisdom teeth, and he says, you know, that's the first time I've assisted with extractions when the doctor didn't get all frustrated and throw instruments and just stomp around and, you know, just make comments. And I said, well, you know what? I figured out a long time ago that doing that doesn't make it come out any easier. And believe me, if screaming would get the tooth out faster, I'd scream really loud, you know? But it doesn't, so I don't. We just work on it. Hey, welcome to the show again. It's show number 317. And we have a guest with us today. The title of today's show is Dr. Kvitko Welcomes Gil Morlock of Universal Healthcare Lending. He'll be live from Scottsdale, Arizona here. We'll bring him on the phone soon. And before we do that, let me remind folks that every show we've ever done is available on podcast at dentallyspeaking.com and on iTunes. Now, I say that, but I just happened to realize yesterday that my webmaster forgot to put last week's show up. So hopefully that'll be up soon. Maybe they'll both appear on Monday or Tuesday. All right, so let me introduce Gil Morlock. Gil Morlock is the CEO of Universal Healthcare Practice Solutions Incorporated. He has more than 37 years' experience in the dental industry with a primary focus on operations and management of individually owned dental practices and large multi-office dental groups. Gil has held the position of Vice President, Chief of Operations, Executive Director, Regional Director, Dental Practice Consultant, Office Manager, Dental Hygienist, Dental Assistant, Maxillofacial Surgical Assistant, and Forensic Technician, working in postmortem identification to include the role as Emergency Medical Technician. Wow, Gil, that's like alphabet soup. Are you there? It's like, did you like, you know, when you're having your cereal, did you look down in the bowl and start writing all these words out that you wanted to be?
Actually not. I've been truly blessed. Dentistry has been a wonderful experience for me and a tremendous learning experience for me. So I have done all of those things and then some. I feel very fortunate.
And you're right. Dentistry is a great profession. It's something that is so needed by folks. Unfortunately, some folks don't value it as much. However, I believe as we talk today, we're going to discover that that may not be the case, but what might be is the fact that they just feel trapped because they have no way of funding or financing the care that they absolutely know they need, right?
Absolutely, doctor. You are right on that. There are so many patients out there that do not get the treatment that they deserve because of the fact that they cannot afford it or they cannot incorporate it into their monthly budget.
And this is one of the reasons that you got involved in the lending side of things?
Yes. Yes, it is. I saw that there were two main reasons why patients were not either having their treatment or refusing their treatment, and one of them was because of lack of communication in the practice, and the other one was because of funding. They felt that they did not have the money for the treatment, therefore they refused to have the treatment, and that's kind of sad because there's a strong connection between a healthy mouth and a healthy body. So I felt like I needed to do something right. help these people.
You know, we actually refer to it as they chose not to have care today because it's so much nicer sounding. And it really is a choice. I don't think anybody would specifically say, nope, I'm refusing to get rid of my pain. It's like I'm choosing to not have the care today because I can't afford it. I don't have insurance, whatever, whatever. It's unfortunately people do have to make choices. You hear all the time about people on fixed incomes having to choose between eating or having electricity.
Absolutely.
So you believe, and I do too, that everybody should have the opportunity to receive quality dentistry, right? And if we can make it fit their budget, then it's no longer... You can take that one thing out of the equation. Next week, and I think the week after, I'm going to have a couple different guests, both talking about similar aspects, but it's that fearful patient who... they can barely get out of the car. You know, how do we make them feel more comfortable? I say that people avoid the dentist for a couple reasons. One is fear of the dentistry. The other is fear of the cost. So you're trying to take the fear of the cost away.
Yes, absolutely. Nowadays, in today's society, we don't look at our expenses as one lump sum. We are always focusing on what can we afford on a monthly basis. We live from month to month. And that is the norm for a lot of individuals in America.
Pretty much me too. And I think it doesn't matter where you are in the socioeconomic scale, that's pretty much the way it is. So here's an example. I had a patient. He had seen me on television. He'd seen some of my befores and afters. And he said, he sent me an email. And he said, Dr. Kavitko, he gave me his name. He said, I've been out of work for, let's see, how long had it been? A year? He said he'd lost 60 pounds over the last year or so. He was trying to get a job and he couldn't. And he realized that he probably had to get his mouth fixed to get employed. And so he said, I can afford $101 a month. How much dentistry will that buy me? And can you get me healthy for that?
Yes, actually, that if we finance that patient, that can get them a lot of dentistry.
Yeah, how much would it be, by the way?
I'm sorry?
How much would that be? Because that was several years ago, so I'm kind of curious. In 2014, how much would that be if somebody can afford $101 a month?
Well, keep in mind that it varies on their FICO scores.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Yes, it does.
Let's pick a 650.
A 650? You're looking at, you know, $8,000-$9,000.
Wow. See? That's actually pretty good. And I don't think people realize that because I didn't. And I can get most people healthy for that. And I'm talking people that have neglected their mouth for a long, long time. We're talking some bridge work, partials, you know, maybe a extraction of a tooth we couldn't save, a root canal, or getting their gums healthy, all of that. That's actually good to know. Would it be...
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. Would it be... How low of a FICO score can you help somebody?
We can help people all the way down to a 550 FICO score. And what makes us so unique is that we do not give up. When an individual is denied, because we work with multiple lenders, we are constantly striving to find the very best possible lender.
Can I stop you for a sec?
And we represent that patient.
Let me stop you for a sec, because every time I hear somebody say multiple lenders, because it reminds me of a car dealership, and you go in to buy a car, and yeah, they say that, then they're gonna, like, it's going to be 20 different lending institutions hitting my credit report. Before I know it, I don't have a score. How is that different than what you do?
Well, what we do, what makes us very unique is that we start off with a soft credit pool.
Soft credit pool, what's that?
A soft credit pool does not affect your FICO score. It's a pre-qualification, and basically what we do is we, with a few bits of information, we can identify where their credit score is, and then what we do is we don't just jump in and go to the nearest lender. We try to strategize and see what will work best for the patient, what will give the best interest rates for the patient.
Okay.
And then we work very closely with these patients. We don't just, unlike some of the other companies that just go either your fail or pass.
Right.
We work with them and we strategize on how we're going to get the best loan for them at the very possible lowest rate.
And so do you have to have my permission to pull a soft report?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
But how do you... So anybody could pull a soft report if they wanted to? I'm talking about anybody, meaning other lending institutions. Any lending institution could pull a soft report if they wanted to, but most of them are too lazy?
No, it's not that they're too lazy. It's that they have automated systems. Our company, my goal for our company is to never lose that personal concierge touch. with our patients. So there are two main systems, one where you apply for credit and you're either approved or denied, and that's usually what's being used by large groups.
Right.
Or when you deal with us, basically we sit down, we ask for information that will help you, because we sit there and we represent the patient, and we also represent the providers, and we understand how important it is to get that treatment done. So we start off with a soft credit pool, because we also understand that a hard credit pool will lower your credit score.
It's about nine points, right, to have a credit inquiry?
It's between 2 and 9 points.
Okay, yeah, because I've had lenders say, it's just 2 points, and I'm going, it is not. I subscribe to Equifax. I get a weekly email that tells me what's going on, and I've watched. I know exactly how much my score goes up or down. In fact, when I make a payment on a credit card, I get a little thing that says, your balance decreased by this percent, so I'm assuming that's helping my credit score. But then I go and charge something, and I get another one that says, your balance went up, so I'm sure that's canceling it out. So let me just get this clear. A soft pull does not hurt my credit score. In fact, it doesn't even show up, right?
Exactly. Okay. And actually, when you go into the different credit reporting organizations, you can do soft pulls yourself.
I can?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll be darned. I don't know if I would do it. Maybe, you mean like if my office manager wanted to help somebody know where they would fall, that she could do it?
Yes. Okay. Actually, the way we like to do this is we get with your office manager. We communicate. We have constant communication with your office manager and the patient. We ask the patient for permission to do so, to do soft pulls. There are a lot of organizations out there that do not ask permission, but we feel that it's the right thing to do. We are there to take care of the patient, so we ask them for just a few pieces of information, very basic stuff, and then we go and pull their credit.
Okay, sounds cool. Hey, I realize that we're running behind schedule. We are going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day real soon. You might remember that hard inquiries on your credit report do affect your score, and soft inquiries don't. Before we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and let me remind folks, the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question of the day is, my guest today, Gil Morlock of Universal Healthcare Lending Solutions, Practice Solutions Incorporated. He says that a hard inquiry on your credit report negatively affects your credit rating, while a soft inquiry does not. Is that true or false? Okay? A hard inquiry on your credit report negatively affects your credit rating, while a soft inquiry does not. True or false? The winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver. Go ahead and call 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates. Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you a denture wearer? Does your upper denture fit nice and snug, but your lower denture barely stays put? The longer a person wears dentures, the more the gums and bones shrink. Even after shrinkage, the upper denture can still have suction thanks to the palate. However, the lower ridge gets flatter and thinner with time, and since there was never any suction to begin with, lower dentures can become impossible to wear. Until now, that is. Now we can place mini implants in the lower arch and attach snaps to the underside of your own denture. Doing this will not only keep your denture in place, it will be so securely fastened that it might even take you two hands to get it out. How about that for a nice problem to have? Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station, Sony 95.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko at aol.com. I'm going to love you with the hands that show me your teeth.
Tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy. Show me your teeth. Show me what you got. Show me.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. The question of the day is, and it's according to, well, it's true, but it's according to my guest, Gil Murlock, and it says, he teaches a hard inquiry on your credit report negatively affects your credit rating, while a soft inquiry does not. Is that true or false? We have Connie, Alice, Rachel, and Tom on the phone in no special order. And so, hey, Gil, do me a favor. Would you pick a number from 1 to 4?
How about number 3?
Number 3 it is. That would be Rachel. Hey, Rachel, how are you today? Rachel, did we lose you?
I'm here.
Okay, good, good. So, what's the answer?
The answer is true.
That's correct. Did you know that, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Did you know that beforehand?
Yes.
You did. Okay, good.
Oh, actually, no, I did not.
You
and then
learned.
I heard it. I thought that was very interesting, actually.
Yeah. And what do you do for a living, I always ask?
I work for United Healthcare.
Okay, so you work for an insurance company. Good deal. I actually think United Healthcare is pretty good. I do. I've never bashed United Healthcare, just so you know.
We try.
So, hey, stay on the line, and we will get your information so you can get the free flowers, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, Gil, so let's go back to this. And by the way, you have a major... Who do you consider... Do you want to say their name on the air? Who do you consider your major competitor?
Our major competitor... Do you want me to actually name their names? Or?
Well, I think so, because, I mean, it's up to you unless you don't want me to, but
no,
I think people need
no.
to know.
Absolutely. Our major competitors are Care Credit.
Okay.
Care Credit has been around for 25 years, and they have over 100,000 practices that they work with.
Right.
And we also have another company which is very competitive, and that is Springstone.
Never heard of them.
But okay. The thing, what makes us a little bit different is that both of those companies do not provide, you know, they focus on patient financing. We focus on patient financing, practice financing, and then we have a new program that we're really excited about, which is practice staff member financing or assisting fund. There are times when an office person needs money for a car or repair or something, and we can help every one of those three entities.
You can get my assistant the money she needs to rebuild that front bumper with the headlight missing?
Yes. we can.
I'm serious. I have my front office supervisor. I think the headlight works, but it looks like it's on with scotch tape, and I've teased her about it.
Well, I learned this from, in the past, I would have a dental assistant, you know, single mom, that would come up to me and say, you know, is there any way that you can forward me an advance on my pay? And, of course, I would always do that because our staff, you know, if you have a good team, you have to take excellent care of them. And then I thought, why can't we provide a program that takes care of those individuals and also takes care of the doctors? And if their credit is not well enough, we can do credit repair or refer them to our division that takes care of credit repair.
Yeah, see, I've heard that credit repair isn't even possible, that that's just kind of like a farce, but you told me that it's not. So how can you repair credit? I mean, if the person owes the money, they owe the money, And I know things like if they have a lien, a tax lien, that doesn't go away for, 7 years? So is that true, by the way, 7 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what can you prepare?
Well, first thing that we do is we take a look at the individual's credit report. And you have to go to all three different organizations. You have to go to Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And take a look at, a lot of times you have documentation in your credit reports that should not be there.
Okay.
Accounts that you have already paid. So the first strategy is to identify that. The second strategy is to work with that individual and try to get a budget for them to work with. And also try to get them to understand that, you know, if you pay things on time, or get them to set up a budget so they can pay their bills on time. And gradually the score will go up. Fortunately, we have a division that can do this, you know, anywhere from 90 days to 120 days.
Is there a charge for that service from you?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Is it a lot?
No, it's not. It varies, actually, on how much work needs to be done on their credit repair.
Okay. And how do they pay you, or when do they pay you? Because they obviously don't have any money, or they wouldn't be asking you for money in the first place.
It's broken down into monthly payments. We understand that the individual, you know, needs to work within their budget. It would not be a wise move on our parts if we try to fix their credit and by the same time put another burden on them by having them to pay us a large lump sum of money.
Okay.
But it could be as simple as $40, $50 a month.
Okay.
To repair it.
Over the period of the loan that you've made them?
Over their period of a specific time period. It could be 3 months, 4 months.
Okay, so you do the repair at a cost of $40 or $50 a month. Once the credit has been repaired, then you'll make them a loan, but they've already paid you for the repair.
Yes, actually, once their credit score has gone up, and there are ways to do that, we will go back and try to get them a loan.
Oh, okay.
A very low-interest loan for the dental treatment.
Okay, that sounds good. Hey, I have to go to another break. Can you hang with us?
Yes.
Great. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko and Gil Morlock of Universal Healthcare Practice Solutions, Inc., and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko and Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
You wanna know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. And if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep.
All right, and we're back. And one of the things that Christina Aguilera just sang there was take control. And I think that if people can finance their dental care, the part that's not covered by insurance, or the part that they, if they don't have insurance at all, they can take control of their dental health. And that's hopefully what we can do with working with Gil and his company, Universal Healthcare Practice Solutions. Now, that's different than healthcare lending. You've given me two different names. Which one should I be using?
Ours, of course.
No, I mean, is it Universal Healthcare Lending or Universal Practice Solutions?
Practice Solution is a corporate,
okay,
corporate name, and then Universal Healthcare Lending is our DBA.
Got it. Okay. So Care Credit is a major competitor. The other one's Springstone or something. I didn't really remember what you said. And it's my understanding that Care Credit always does the hard inquiry.
They do, and not only that, they only focus on individuals with high FICO scores.
Okay.
And that's their choice. It's their strategy, and there's nothing wrong with that. What happens is that 30% of the population falls under that high FICO score. However, when they financing, and when you do the numbers, and we have analyzed the numbers, they're actually financing maybe 16 to 25% of the patients that you refer to them.
Wow. Yeah, and that's what it feels like. It feels like, why bother calling Care Credit? They're going to turn everybody down anyway, and then everybody feels bad. So I don't know what I have to do, but I think you and I ought to get my office set up so that we can offer your company's services as part of our plan at my office, okay?
Absolutely, and we have worked actually with Care Credit. They approached us here, and they said, you know, if we can work together, and if for some reason our patients do not get financed, would you guys be interested in taking care of them? And I said, absolutely.
Okay.
It's about taking care of the patient. And a lot of practices have done that. They don't want to get rid of Care Credit, but they want to, if they are not successful with them, they pass them on to us. Strategically, I think it's better for us to take them first because we do that soft credit pool.
Right. They're starting off in a better way than if they've already been through the Care Credit thing.
Right.
Now, real quickly, if I have, can I just hire you to repair my credit even if I'm not looking for dental care right now? For example, I looked at my credit report and it has me down at one point, it has me as Dr. H. Kvitko. Well, I think they picked up the fact that my daughter is Dr. Heather Kvitko and she's a veterinarian. And then my son, who shares my same first name, which is one of the reasons why I almost never use my first name anymore, when he went to buy a house, all of my stuff was showing up on his, and they told him that he has this mortgage that he's responsible for, and he doesn't make enough money. And he goes, I wasn't even, well, I think what it was is my wife and I bought that house in 86, okay, and he was born in 1981. So he says, look, I was 5 years old. Who would have made me a loan for a house? But it was still on his report.
Yes. Yes, we can. We can take a look at your credit report and look at the three entities that have that report and actually take a look at it and analyze it and see what we can do to improve your credit. Not only that, if you ever need a loan for equipment or any of those things, or a perfect example, we do consolidation loans for our practices, and there was one doctor in particular, she was paying $13,000 a month, and we reduced her payments by refinancing everything at a lower interest rate to something like $5,000 a month. So now she has $8,000 a month of free cash that she can reinvest or do whatever she wants to with.
Wow, that's really cool. I just looked up and we have a minute and a half to go. So how can people reach you, or do you not want them to reach you? You want them to go through their dental offices, or you tell me?
The easiest way is actually to go on our website. And our website is universalhealthcarelending.com. Also, they can call me at my phone number, which is 480-245-4814.
So there would be such a thing as somebody calling you guys or going to your website first before they ever come to me and say, I'm already set for financing. What's wrong with my mouth?
Yes. Actually, because we work with the providers, what we like to do is kind of work through the practice.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But
that's fine. That's fine. So off the air or through email or something, we'll figure out what it takes for us to be able to offer your service as an option, maybe prior to trying Care Credit. Okay. Remember, podcasts are available on www.dentallyspeaking.com and iTunes. If you'd like to go to my Facebook page, the office Facebook page is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. You can like us. That'd be great. If you go to drkvitko.com or dentallyspeaking.com, there's a Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund icon. If you click on it, can make a donation to help us with our charitable outreach, that would be wonderful. Next week, I will have Jessica Weigers, a dental office manager from California, on the show to talk about the anatomy of a fearful patient, complete with ideas for helping even the worst dental phobic make it through their dental appointment. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. And I don't want to forget to thank Gil. Gil, thank you for being on my show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and it's always an honor, Doctor. You're a tremendous provider, and it's always great talking to you.
Sounds good. When we'll connect, okay, we'll reconnect. All right, so tune in every Sunday, next Sunday from 8:30 till 9. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.